this is my kavana with this film. L'kayem mitzvah spori. I want to fulfill the command of my Creator. And we don't say this, but such a long thing before other mitzvahs, but tefillin, more than any mitzvah, needs such a kavana that's why we want to make sure that the kavana gets right. We don't tell a boy at seven, you can't shake a lulav and esrog. We don't want you to wear tzitzis. We don't tell them you're not going to eat matzah and maror. But tefillin is the only mitzvah we say, wait till your bar mitzvah, and we'll give you a pair of tefillin.
Why? Because of the kedusha of wearing it.
Yeah, it needs such a kavanah. There's a gemara in Sukkah that says if a boy knows how to shake a lulav and esrog, get him a lulav and esrog. If he knows how to, he's not soiling himself, give him a pair of tzitzis. And it says as soon as he knows how to guard his body, that could be 8, 9, 10. I don't know. he doesn't do some bodily functions while he's wearing tefillin. So then you give him a pair of tefillin. It doesn't say it by mitzvah in the gemara, but that's our minhag.
So I don't want to get off topic, but I'm curious. Then how come we don't have to go to the mikveh before putting on tefillin? If it's such a tremendous connection.
Yeah, there are some chassidim that do that, Taka. Right? There's a Gemara in Brachas that says, you would have to go to the mikvah. But that's just because you have to go to the mikvah before saying any bracha.
Right.
The third grade in Brachas is God. The Kayim mitzvah is to fulfill the mitzvah of my Creator. Should Sivanu la'anich tefillin, kakasu b'torah, ukshatom la'os al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafos bein einecha. Okay, I don't need to translate that. V'heim arba payashios elu. What am I tying on to my hymn? It says shartam, tie them. What? Right. The main part is what's in it. Just like a mezuzah, the main thing is what's going into the receptacle. Shema v'hayoyim shamoa kadesh v'hayaki v'yacha. These are the four places in the Torah where tefillin is mentioned. Okay, that's why I put them in the tefillin. Two places in the Torah, mezuzah is mentioned, is what I put in the mezuzah. Simple. Got it?
What's the Kaddish?
Kaddish, Kol Bechor, Petr Kol Rechem.
Oh, okay.
Right. Which you lay in on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach.
Do you say all the psukim in the on the tefillin every day?
No, that's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, so, and this is the machlokis, because this is how the Gemara says to put them in, but it says Shema v'hayom Shemoa from the right, Kadesh v'hukivachar from the left. And there are four different opinions what that means. Hmm. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Ravid, and Shimusha Rabba. You know Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, but the two other points from the standpoint of the person looking. We spoke about that before. Hmm. Let's continue. Sheyesh bahem yichudo v'achduso. Yichudo is what do we need? Two words. Yichudo means God is yachid, right? Hmm. And v'achduso means that he is all of existence. All of existence is through him. There's just one existence. Him, and then he has a tzimtzum to allow other things to exist. All existence came from him. He's Barach Shema Ba'olam, his blessed name in the world. We should remember the miracles and the wonders that were performed for us when we left Egypt. That's why we put on tefillin on our weak hand. To remember his strong hand. We talked about that once also.
Oh, when you put on your strong hand to remember the strong hand.
To recognize that our minds are weak compared to God. Strength, right? Action, thoughts. The two should be guided by the words of Hashem. Right? Okay.
Even though the strength is on our weak hand.
So
because we have to remember that Hashem is a strong hand.
Right. Now you see, my weak hand is now strengthened with your tefillin. It would be like gaiva to put tefillin on. But there's a practical reason. You need a skilled hand to put on the tefillin. Right? Your stronger hand tends to be your more skilled hand. There is a machlokis, the Gra and the Magen Avraham, of what happens if that switches. It does for me. My left hand is stronger.
Your ambidextrous?
But your right hand is more skilled.
Oh, I see.
You can feel here and here, and you'll see my left hand is much stronger. But my right hand, I can't bat lefty. I can't throw a bowling ball lefty. I can't right lefty. Right? My skill is on the right. So it's actually machlokas achronim, because there are two limudim of why you put your tefillin on, why a righty puts on his left hand. One is uchsav tam, the hand that writes puts on the tefillin. And the other one is yodcha, with a hey, yad keha, the weak hand. So what happens if the hand you write with is your weaker hand? Depends on which of these two limudim. And the Magen Avraham and the Gra have this machlokas. If you're wearing tefillin all day, it would appear that you need your right hand, not just to put on the tefillin, but to handle the shovel and everything else. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. God has the power in the heavens and the earth. He tells us to put on his hand to remember his strong hand that was outstretched to, when he took us out of Egypt. We put it right near the heart, right, in order to secure our heart in the service of Hashem, and also between the eyes. The eyes tell the heart what it should want and desire. Both these things should be bent towards the desire of Hashem. Right? The neshama is in the head, not in the heart. The neshama is up here. It's the Rambam's configuration. And all my sentiments and all my senses, it should be in the kochos, should be bent towards Hashem. Kulam yu mishubadim lavodoso yisbarach shema. Umishefa mitzvah satfilin ismasheich olay liyos lichayim arukim. Shefa, you know what that means, right?
Abundance.
And what spreads out from this mitzvah should come to me for a long life, a shefa kodesh machshavos kedoshos, that it should spread out, I should start to do the right thing as I come and go. Beli hirur chet vavon klal, without even thinking of doing an aveira. It should change me. Right? So you become used to it. Right? You can train yourself to change behavior. You know, the way we eat, the way certain things. You can train. So that I've spoken to incessant gamblers about this kind of thing. When they're off gambling, it's like it's despicable to them. But then it's something so simple can get them back into it.
It's like that with any addiction.
They hear a dice rolling in a Monopoly game, and that night they have to gamble. And then when they're back into it, it's like it's such a rush. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but we can train ourselves to be, you know, if I'm given to anger, I can train myself to be calmer. But if something tips me off, watch out. It's like Moshe. A few times he gets angry, you know, move away. Right? Right. So the tefillin helps us with this. And then we'll be able to serve God as our hearts always want. Everybody wants to serve Hashem. It's just that something gets into our mind. That's the lumdus of how you can force someone to give a get, the Rambam says. He really wants to give the get. He wants to do the right thing. Something crazy thing got into his head that convinces him not to. So we're just convincing him to do what he really wants to do.
Why would someone not give a get if he's already separated and whatever?
He wants to hurt her. She's hurting me. I want to hurt her.
It's not the only reason. That's all I can think of.
He wants leverage. I want another day of child.
Leverage.
Yeah. This I say. Amen. I say it's it says here. So all these things are the kavanas of Tom. These are things we have to, you know, can express to you. Who knows what kavanas, what amazing things are happening, because I'm wrapping a sefer Torah around my hand, around my head. Right? And then you have the two brachas, because this is an Ashkenazic sitter, right? Okay.
It says Tuluyim by here too.
Tuluyim, yeah. Okay, amazing. Okay. Mitzvahs are, because I guess tefillin is a masculine word. Tuluyim, but it's not the word mitzvahs. If it was mitzvahs, it would be tuluyos.
Rosh Chodesh Adar. He was born.
Birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What's the shortage of tefillin?
Tefila.
Tefila?
Tefila, yeah.
That's why it's...
So where's the... Oh, I see.
One tefillah, two tefillin. As is a Rosh Chodesh here, my wife is giving on Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, that's nice.
I should watch the kids and send them out. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, we'll stop having this prayer. If you can make it.